Hi, everyone. This is Chris coming to you from Odyssey Stadium. We're about to witness one of the greatest sporting events in the history of Odyssey, a foot race between Jack Rabbit and Sam Tuttle. I'm here at the starting line trying to get a few words with the runners before the race. Mr. Tuttle.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Mr. Tuttle, you know Mr. Rabbit is the odds-on favorite in this race. Everyone thinks you're too slow to beat him.
Nonsense. I think I have a good chance. I'm not too slow.
Well, thanks, Mr. Tuttle.
Slow.
Yeah, let's see if we can't talk to Mr. Rabbit. Mr. Rabbit!
What's up, Chris?
What are your plans for the race?
Well, to win! And I will, because I'm fast. Not like Tuttle, I'll leave him behind. I'll pass him like he's standing still, make him eat my dust. I'll moit it up on!
You seem awfully confident, you know.
He's so slow, I'll give him a head start and still beat him. I'll put rocks in my pockets and still beat him. I'll take a nap in the middle of the race and still beat him. Just look for me at the finish line, sister.
Well, there you have it. The runners are at the blocks now, waiting for the signal. They're on their marks, they're set, and...
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
The race is over and Mr. Tuttle has just beaten Mr. Rabbit. But there seems to be something wrong. Mr. Rabbit is throwing an incredible fit. Let's see if we can't get a closer look.
It's not fair, I tell you. It's just not fair.
Mr. Rabbit, it sounds like you have a problem with Mr. Tuttle's victory.
You bet I have a problem with this. He shouldn't have won.
But he came in first.
So? He had a head start. I had to run with rocks in my pockets. And they let him pass me in the middle of the race. It's not fair, I tell you. It's just not fair.
Oh, boy. He reminds me of some of the kids in Odyssey. They're feeling the same way he feels, like they're not being treated fairly. In fact, fairness is what today's adventure is all about, and we'll get started with it right after these important messages.
I'll take this to the highest court in the land!
Oh, brother. It's a quiet Friday afternoon at Wit's End. Donna, Oscar, and Connie are all at the counter, looking pretty downcast. But with John Avery Whittaker just around the corner, I don't think they're going to stay that way for very long.
Well, hi there, Oscar. Donna?
Hi.
Ooh, that doesn't sound too good. Connie, why don't you get these young people a drink? See if we can't put some more life into them, huh?
Sure, why not?
Whew, that doesn't sound too good either. All right, you three. Now, what seems to be the problem here? Come on, out with it.
Well, I think some people are really unfair.
Me too. Me three.
Well, it's a start anyway. Would you all care to be a bit more specific about just who it is that's treating you so unfairly?
Well, my mom thinks my dad or sister.
Hold it. One at a time, folks, please. Connie, why don't you go first?
Well, it's my mom. She's been doing stuff for a long time, but this morning it really got to me.
Oh?
It all started when I was on the phone with Marcy. I had something I wanted to tell her. So, of course, I'm not a very good teacher. Tonight? Well, I have to work until 8, but then I'm off.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Well, I have to come here and change first, so pick me up at 8:30, okay? All right.
Connie?
Oh, my mom's calling me, Marcy. I better go. Yeah, I'll talk to you at school. Bye.
Connie... You're not dressed yet? You're going to be late.
I'm almost ready. I just had to talk to Marcy for a minute.
You're on the phone?
Yes, I had to tell her something.
Well, you're going to see her in half an hour, if you get dressed, that is.
Well, this was important.
Uh-huh. I knew it was a mistake to give you a phone. But what I wanted to tell you was, look at your room.
What about it?
It's a disaster. You were supposed to clean it up last night.
Well, I was going to, but I didn't have time. I had other things I had to do.
I see. Well, then I'll just add it to the list.
List?
Yeah, list. It's a few things I want you to do when you get home from Wit's End.
I have to do all this
that much.
It's longer than my arm. Water lawn, fold clothes, take out garbage, put away dishes. Wait a minute, I put away the dishes last night.
And you can do them again tonight.
Well, why can't you do it?
Because I won't be home from work until later.
I have to work too, you know.
Not as late as I have to work.
Do I have to do this?
Connie, what is the problem?
I just don't think I should have to do all this junk, that's all.
Listen, kiddo, you don't have all that many demands made on you around here. And it's not going to hurt you to do a few things for me.
But I have other stuff planned for tonight.
Well, your phone calls to Marcy can wait. She'll still be there when you finish.
But, Mom...
Connie, this isn't a debate. You are going to do these things when you get home.
Mom...
And if I hear another word, you won't talk to your friends at all. Tonight or for the rest of the week. Now, was there something you wanted to say? Huh. I didn't think so. Now, hurry up and get ready for school. You're going to be late.
Sounds to me like your mother was making some pretty reasonable requests.
Reasonable? The way she piles work on top of me like that?
Oh, now, Connie, I don't think a few chores constitutes a pile.
Well, it isn't fair.
Ha! Huh, you call that not fair? You don't know what not fair is till you've lived at my house.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so. At least you get to go places. I never get to go anywhere. And you know why?
Why?
Because I'm not a teenager, that's why.
All right, Oscar. What's your story?
It started last night. My mom told me my older brother, Tony, was in the garage doing something. So I went out to see what it was.
The lantern. I need the ice chest. It's on the top shelf here.
Tony! Tony!
Hey, Tony!
Whoa! Whoa! Cleaning out the garage?
No, Oscar, I'm not cleaning out the garage. I was trying to reach the ice chest.
It's right next to you.
I know it is now. What do you want?
To see what you're doing. Mom said you were out here. What are you doing?
If it's any of your business, I'm getting some camping gear together.
What for?
Because that's what you usually take on a camping trip.
A camping trip? Really?
A camping trip, really.
This is great. Where are we going?
We aren't going anywhere. I'm going up to Forest Mountain.
Wait a minute. Just you?
Just me.
But I want to go.
Too bad.
Come on, Tony. I haven't been camping in a long time.
Well, you're going to have to wait even longer, because you're not going this time either.
Why not?
Because I'm going with my friends, that's why.
So? I like all your friends.
Good, but they're my friends. You're just a kid. You get in the way.
No, I won't. I'll be as quiet as a mouse. You don't even know where I am.
Yeah. That's what worries me.
Tony, please let me go. I won't get in the way. Honest.
Sorry.
Come on. It'll be one of those brother-brother bonding things.
Can't help you.
Tony, I'm begging here. Please.
Well, since you put it that way, no.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see what Mom and Dad have to say about it.
What did your parents say?
My dad wasn't home.
So what did your mom say?
No.
Well, did she say why?
Yeah, because Tony is older than I am. He gets to do everything because he's older than I am. Now, that's not fair.
That's pretty bad, all right. But both those stories are nothing compared to mine. I have a teacher who's unfair.
All right, Donna, let's hear it, huh?
Well, this afternoon, I was sitting in class when my teacher, Mr. Zachary, said he had to leave the room for a few minutes. But before he left, he told us he wanted us to read. So I started reading, and then Jesse...
All right. Hey, guys, listen up now. Okay, I have to go down to the principal's office for a few minutes. While I'm gone, I want you to read this section in your history books on the Bill of Rights, okay? And I'm going to ask you some questions about it when I get back. So don't think you can get away with anything. All right? Let's get to it.
Hey, Donna.
What?
Rory's over there.
I know that.
Did you talk to him?
Not yet.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, hi is always a good start.
Jesse, I'm trying to read here.
All right. Read.
Thank you.
You want me to talk to him?
No.
I don't mind, really.
No, Jesse.
Donna, I'm dying to know what's going on.
What's going on is that I'm trying to read my history book, and you should be reading yours, too. Mr. Zachary is going to be back in just
a... Uh-oh. He's looking at you.
He is?
Uh-huh. He's turned those big brown eyes over here, and they're looking right at you, Donna.
Well, so what? They should be looking at his history book.
How can you resist those big, gorgeous brown eyes?
Jesse.
They're saying, come here, Donna. Talk to me.
Cut it out. I want to read, and I mean it.
Okay.
Don't just sit there. Is he still looking over here or what?
Well, he's sort of half-looking. You know, he reads, then he looks up, then he reads, then he looks up, then...
He does have nice eyes. I guess I could go over and talk to him. It wouldn't hurt anything. I just don't know what to say, that's all.
Maybe you could talk about the Bill of Rights.
Mr. Zachary!
That was your, assignment, wasn't it, Donna?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and since you have so much time to talk, then you must have, finished it. And you can tell me all about it, huh?
Oh, no, sir, not exactly.
Oh, well, that's okay.
It is?
Sure it is. I can always find out what you know in your, report.
Report?
Yeah, as in, written. As in 3 pages, as in it's due Monday.
But Mr. Zachary...
Oh, and, you better make it a good one, Donna, because it's going to count as part of your, grade this semester.
What? But I was reading the book. I was doing the assignment.
Yeah, save it for the report, Donna.
I was trying to do the assignment. He didn't see everything. And he wouldn't even let me explain. Now that's what I call unfair.
What do you think now, Whit?
I think you're all overreacting.
What?
Hold it. One at a time, please.
How can you say we're overreacting?
Well, because I think you are.
But you heard the stories, didn't you?
No, I heard your sides of the stories. I think there's more to all of this than meets the ear.
Look, Whit, all we want is to be treated fairly. What's wrong with that?
Fairly, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, positively fairly.
No more, no less.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're going to try a little experiment. I'm going to call up your parents and your teacher and ask them to treat you absolutely fairly for the next few days. No more, no less. Now, we'll meet back here Monday afternoon, and you can tell me how it went.
Good. I think that sounds like a good idea.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I wouldn't be so quick to rejoice if I were you. I don't think this is going to be what you think it is.
Are you kidding? It'll be great.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Let's have a soda. I'm buying.
Okay. We'll see.
What will happen to Connie, Oscar, and Donna? Find out when our adventure continues in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure.
Hi, Whit.
Well, 2 of our 3 experimenters are here. Oscar.
Coming.
Where's Donna?
I don't know. Maybe she's still dealing with her fairness problem. Have a seat, Oscar.
Thanks.
So, who's first? Connie, what happened with you?
Well, that night was fine. My mom didn't bug me about the chores or my room or any of that other junk she always bugs me about. It was the next morning when things started going crazy. First of all, I always like to get up every morning at 6. Mom?
Well, good morning, sleepyhead.
Mom, it's almost 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like to get up at 6.
I know.
Well, why didn't you wake me up?
Oh, because I'm not going to wake you up anymore.
You're not?
No. After all, in the past, I always woke you up, and you never woke me up. That's not fair, is it?
Well, no.
Well, from now on, we'll both just wake up on our own, okay?
Okay. I guess I could get an alarm clock or something.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it does. So, what's for breakfast?
Let's see. There's eggs, bacon, toast, juice, cereal, and milk.
I'm starved.
Well, it's all there in the fridge. Have at it.
The fridge? You mean I'm supposed to make it?
Of course. It's not fair that I should always have to make breakfast, is it? Oh, and speaking of breakfast, that reminds me. Here.
What's this?
A bill.
What? What for?
Oh, nothing really. It's just your share of the food and the rent and the utilities and...
Food, rent, utilities?
Well, that's part of living in the modern world, Connie. Did you think all those things just pop up out of thin air?
No, but I didn't think I was going to have to pay for them.
Well, why not? You live here, too. It's only fair. Now, all the bills are due at the beginning of the month, so you have a little time. Well, I'm going to go take a shower. This fairness system really is nice.
Nice for her, maybe. She wants me to give her part of my paycheck every week.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. How'd it go for you, Oscar?
Not much better. Only mine happened just before I came here today. I went out to the garage to get my bike, and my dad was working on the car. And just as I was about to leave, he stopped me. Bye, Dad!
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute, Oscar. I want to talk to you.
What is it?
Well, your mother tells me that you and Tony had a little run-in a couple of days ago.
You could say that again.
Mm-hmm. Listen, hand me those pliers, would you? Yeah, thanks. You want to fill me in on the details?
Well, Tony was going on a camping trip, and I asked if I could go, and he said no. And no matter how much I begged, he said I couldn't go with him.
That's it?
Well, yeah. Don't you see? I wanted to go, and Tony wouldn't let me.
Yeah, I got that part.
But the only reason he wouldn't let me go is because I'm younger than him. And that's not fair. Tony gets to do everything just because he's older.
I see. So you think it'd be fair if you were allowed to go with Tony?
Yeah.
No matter where he's going?
No matter where.
And your age difference shouldn't matter?
Not at all.
Well, I think you're right.
You do?
Well, yeah, you've convinced me. I think it is only fair that a younger brother be allowed to go with an older brother.
That's great. What do I tell everyone at Wits' End?
Oh, is that where you're going?
Yeah. It's okay, isn't it?
Well, sure. I think Henry would like to spend the afternoon at Wits' End.
Well, yeah. Henry?
Yeah, you remember him. Short guy, about 5 years younger than you. Sometimes goes by the name Little Brother.
I know who he is.
Good. Then it'll be real easy to introduce him to all your friends. Hey, Henry!
What?
Well, if you're allowed to go with Tony wherever he goes, then Henry should be allowed to go with you wherever you go. I mean, it's only fair. Hey, Henry! Oscar's gonna take you to Wits' End!
You mean your little brother's here?
Yeah, he's upstairs playing with the trains.
Well, at least you get to go with Tony.
Yeah, but I found out Tony doesn't go that many places. His camping trip was only overnight, and he hasn't been out of the house all weekend. But I've had to take Henry with me here, to my friend's house, even to Wonder World. This fairness stuff isn't what it's cracked up to be.
You can say that again.
Well, hi to you too, Donna.
Hi, everyone. I take it your experiment with fairness wasn't very successful either?
That's the understatement of the year.
Oh, what happened?
The whole day went just fine. But then right when the bell rang, Mr. Zachary called me over to his desk.
All right, okay, that's it for today. Now don't forget to read, chapter 7 tonight. Oh, Donna.
Yes, Mr. Zachary?
I just want to tell you that I, talked to Mr. Whitaker about what happened last Friday, and, I owe you an apology.
Really?
Yeah, I should have heard you out a little better, and I didn't. I'm, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Zachary. Mr. Whitaker told me he was going to talk to you, and, well, I accept your apology.
Good.
Well, I'll see you around.
Hang on, Donna. Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Your report on the Bill of Rights. It's due today.
You mean I was still supposed to do it?
Well, yes, it's an assignment.
But you just said you talked to Mr. Whitaker and that you were sorry.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you out. Not sorry that I gave you the assignment. Did you do it?
Well, I need some more time on it.
Donna.
Well, it wasn't fair that I had to do this report in the first place.
It wasn't?
No, sir. I was trying to do the assignment last Friday. You didn't see everything that happened.
True.
And there were lots of other kids talking, but I was the only one who had to do a report.
Also true.
And to top it all off, you're basing part of my grade on this, but I only had 2 days to write it.
You're 3 for 3.
Well, does all of that sound fair to you?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Nope. What you just said doesn't sound fair at all. But what you just said also doesn't have a whole lot to do with why I made you write the report.
Huh?
Here. Know what this is?
A notebook?
It's a ledger. In it, I keep the records of all the assignments I give to my students so I can, monitor their progress. Now, let's turn to the entry marked Donna Barclay. Shall we? Here we are. Very interesting.
What? What's interesting?
Well, it says here that the first week of school, I give you a what you call assignment to read a book about William Shakespeare, and that I gave you a week to do it. And you know what happened?
What?
At the end of the week, you asked for a couple of more days to finish the assignment, which I gave you. Then the third week of school, I told you to draw a map of what you call England and Europe, and I gave you a week to do that. You know what happened?
I don't think I remember.
No, I didn't think you would. At the end of the week, you asked for more time. I said you could have two more days, but I didn't get the map until 8 days later.
Oh, yeah.
Your, a track record hasn't been too good, Donna. In fact, you haven't handed in one assignment on time the whole semester. Now, maybe what I did last Friday wasn't right, but when it comes to your schoolwork, I think I've been a little more than fair. Don't you?
Well, Donna, do you?
Yeah, I guess he has been.
You knew all along how this would turn out, didn't you, Whit?
Well, let's just say I had a pretty good idea about it.
How did you know? Because he's Mr. Whitaker, that's how.
Well, in a way, you're right, Oscar. I knew about this because I know about myself. See, I used to feel like all of you, that life would be so much better if we were just all, well, treated fairly.
Well, why did you change your mind?
Well, I realized just what it would mean if we all really were treated absolutely fairly. It'd mean we'd get just what we deserve for everything we do. And for one, I certainly don't want that to happen. Now, do you?
No. Wow, I didn't think about it that way.
Well, not many people do, Connie.
What way?
We'd get what we deserve for everything, Oscar, including every sin.
Oh, that way.
I can see why you changed your mind, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, once I thought about it, I just realized that I'm a whole lot better off depending on God's grace than I am in demanding fairness. What do you all think?
I think you're right.
Me too. Me three.
Good. I'm glad you see it that way.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, Donna?
Well, I was wondering, do you think you could call up Connie's mom and Oscar's dad and Mr. Zachary and we'll help them to see it that way, too?
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, that's good, because... You know, Whit is right. God's grace is a whole lot better than fairness. Like it says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. This is a good verse to think about next time you feel like you're not being treated fairly. Just remember, it could be a whole lot worse. Isn't that right, Mr. Rapid?
Yeah. I guess I was being a little hasty before. I think I have some apologizing to do. If you'll excuse me?
I think that's a good idea. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.